BC Ferries has reopened Swartz Bay Berth 5 following the completion of an around $20 million renovation project, which the company says will improve customer experience and accommodate larger vessels. BC Ferries announced the reopening on its website on April 11 after several months of construction and successful vessel fit tests. Started in July 2023, the renovations aimed to deepen the water depth and install new structures to accommodate larger Salish-class vessels serving the Swartz Bay Southern Gulf Islands route and enhance the efficiency of vessel traffic in and out of Swartz Bay. The project's core involved removing a rock outcropping at the entrance of Berth 5. This crucial modification will allow the Salish-class ferries, which have a deeper draft than the older Main Queen, to navigate the berth safely. According to the announcement, the completion of the project is expected to significantly minimize berth congestion and improve the overall customer experience by ensuring punctual sailings. We appreciate the continued patience and understanding shown by the community as our project team and contractor completed this essential work, which will allow Berth 5 to provide safe and reliable service for years to come, stated BC Ferries. The project also prioritized environmental responsibility. BC Ferries partnered with Hatfield, a leading environmental consultancy firm, and Ruskin Construction to implement a comprehensive environmental management plan. The work included marine construction involving pile installation, underwater blasting and dredging. Notably, the project also included the creation of a new marine habitat. Rock removed from Swartz Bay was repurposed to construct a rock reef near the Long Harbor Terminal, providing a beneficial offset and enhancing marine life in the area. While the Berth 5 project is complete, BC Ferries is also working on improvements to the Land's End Terminal. Interior and exterior work is currently underway, with painting scheduled to begin soon. The company assures passengers that these renovations will not impact customer services, and the Land's End Cafe will remain open throughout the project's duration.